We all need a little inspiration to get through the lows and the highs of life. I found the best place to do that is in the great outdoors, fishing, long walks, and even hunting. Yes, I know, that last one likely shocked you a bit, didn't it? But truly, without adventuring and getting outside of my circumstances and the hole I found myself in during difficult seasons of my life, I wouldn't be here today to journey with you into hope. After experiencing the loss of my spouse, I needed more than just inspiration. I needed to find the source of inspiration, God's way. My name is Marissa Snyder. I'll be your PH, like the role of an African safari personal hunter guide would be. Remember, I told you I'm a hunter. I'll guide you into biblical truths with life-changing testimonies and expert tips for strategies to discover your identity as you live out God's calling for your life and experience the fullness of living an inspired life, God's way. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me here on Be Inspired God's Way as we navigate God's Word and biblical truth. I wanted to start off by saying I am in an amazing place. Tom and I are traveling to New Zealand and we've been here for about 4 days. It is absolutely breathtaking. You can't even describe it. So I've been able to see God's hand a lot of times throughout the week. Tom and I always travel, and everywhere we go, we look for some kind of little rock that's heart-shaped, and we've actually found two of them. We found this little one right here. Can you see it? And then we found this one. Both of them, while doing my hands, this one, you have to kind of turn it a certain way to be able to see the heart. There you go. So anyways, just little treasures that we like to take back with us whenever we're out on a hunt. We were on a helicopter tour as well, and just in the middle of two mountains coming together, there was just a patch of grass or trees. From that high up, it looks like grass, but it's actually a patch of trees, and it was in the shape of a heart as well. So God's little winks have been evident throughout our whole time here. And as I was reflecting on that, just ended up coming to the verse that says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." And I'm going to read it to you because it's a little bit more than just the verse 4 that I wanted to focus on today. It starts with in Psalms 37, and I'm going to do verses 3 and 4. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness." And number 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart." And as I was, here and just being really reflective, it's really important to just stop and look at that verse from the ending part of it as a verse, as opposed to the delight yourself in the Lord. Let's look at what the desires of your heart are going to be. But the first part of it says, trust in the Lord. And I think the key to us also recognizing that He's going to give us the desires of our heart, the desires of our heart change when we have the Lord in our heart and when we trust in Him, we have faith in Him, and we follow and do His work. And as we're going through our life, stop and be reflective on, am I trusting God? Are the requests that I'm putting beforehand, are those requests self-centered? Are those requests from the world? Or are they requests that I'm requesting of Him as I draw closer to Him and grow closer in my relationship with the Lord, as I'm wanting to serve and as I'm wanting to do good deeds for Him? It's really, really easy to stop and be reflective and say, oh, but that is for His I'm asking these things because I'm wanting to do better. But delighting yourself in the Lord is the key point. Trusting and delighting yourself in who God is in your life. And then being reflective and looking at life through God's lens and being able to say, I'm going to ask these things in God's presence, in His presence for His glory. And so it's a beautiful thing to be able to stop and be, to stop and think about where you are in your life, and then also to be an understanding of the things that you ask for. Are they focused on yourself, or is it focused on the Lord and the works that you're wanting to do for Him? So I hope that y'all have an amazing day. I pray that as you look at your day today, that you would stop and be reflective on, what What am I asking God in my prayer time? What am I seeking to do? Am I seeking to do stuff for myself, or are my requests based on me wanting to serve him and do for others and be able to glorify him in every question and every action in my life? Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I hope that your day would just be filled with God's grace and God's blessing. Thank you.
And experience the fullness of living an inspired life God's way.